No.
My old man affected the, he won't thank me for announcing this, affected the lamb chop. He affected the you know, the old sideburns for quite a long time. And staggeringly recently, when we look at both, affected the lamb chop. But I used to hate it, because regularly I'd say, Dad, how long are you going to be on that phone? Have you said that once more? It ain't funny, boy, you know. Dad, how long are you going to be on that phone? Every time I saw him walk in the room with a lamb chop. Come on, Dad, get off that phone. But he said, right, almost down to the jowl. Full jowl, full set, all the way down here. It was of its time. It's 10 seconds before 12 o'clock. Hey, Jeffy, I'll buy that. I'll put that down.
And I've got a moustache to rival David Crosby.
Come on, I'm all ears.
Yeah, it's got to be Jeff Skunk Baxter out of Steely Dan.
A winner. Get a record out of the library. That's right. Jeff Skunk Baxter's
went on to
well, Doobie Brothers and everything. Let me a fresh bit of paper for this. Jeff Skunk Baxter's moustache. This is too fast. Where can a CD go too fast? What have you been touching? It's a cartoon version of it. Adrian, you've touched on it. The whole CD is running too fast. Oh. What's happened to it? It's just going too fast, isn't it? Good song, I'm afraid. No? Don't do it. We'll take a chance and we will find a way. That means we can't play nothing on that one. I said it. Well, I'll play. Oh no, it's absurd. You can't do that to a poor girl. It's a good record and everyone's going to think that's what it sounds like. Anyone knows anything about CD players, give us a call, 07122420, and explain to me how it can go too fast. I thought the whole thing was cut and dried, C and D, but apparently not. Hello? Who's that?
Hello?
Who's the cat that usurped? Yeah, I think he has usurped David Crosby as the greatest tash in rock and roll history. The firmest, most irrevocable tash goes to Jeff Skunk Baxter. And, of course, Jeff's finest guitaring intro would always have to be... always have to be that. And that was Jeff. Of course, the tash didn't have a lot of bearing on the actual intro itself. Because I don't think, really, the moustache really can influence a guitar player one way or the other. But it... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, would that sound to you? I mean, would you have known that man wore a heavy tash just from a simple... Yeah, well, okay.